With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Joe Moore. A controversial Kings County toxic waste site now has state permission to expand. As FM89's Carrie Klein reports, the move has some residents concerned.
After 6 years, the state of California has approved the expansion of a toxic waste landfill near Kettleman City. The decision will allow the landfill to expand by 50%, or 5 million cubic yards, which owners at Chemical Waste Management Incorporated estimate will last about 8 years. Jim Markson is a spokesperson for the California Department of Toxic Substances Control.
We didn't take this decision very lightly. For the last 5.5 to 6 years, we have been doing a lot of look at scientific studies, meeting with the community, working with other agencies to see if this facility has any impact on the community's health or on the environment.
The decision comes with new conditions: better monitoring, more frequent inspections, heightened emission standards for delivery trucks, and increased community involvement. Kettleman City resident and activist Marisela Mares Alatorre says the community is disappointed by the decision.
We had hoped that the fact that it took them so long to actually get the permit decision out meant that they were actually considering the ramifications of adding to the environmental pollution burden in Kettleman City, but obviously we were wrong.
Kettleman City already faces compromised air quality, emissions from two nearby highways, and pesticides from adjacent farmland. Alatorre is concerned that the latest expansion could lead to others in the future.
What happens after these 8 years that they're at capacity again? What's the next step? Are they going to finally bring in California's first toxic incinerator?
Opponents have until June 23rd to appeal the decision. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein.